From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it will halt fighting around the Syrian city Aleppo for 3 hours each day so humanitarian aid can be delivered to the ravaged city. Russian General Lieutenant Sergei Rudskoy said there will be humanitarian windows established from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon beginning Thursday, when all military action, air and artillery strikes will be halted. The news was welcomed by U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau.
We would welcome any pause that successfully facilitates delivery of vitally needed humanitarian supplies. But such a ceasefire must be observed by all parties.
The UN has called for weekly breaks of up to 48 hours for delivery of aid and the evacuation of civilians. UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien warned Tuesday that more than 2 million people in and around Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity. Zambians are heading to the polls Thursday to elect a new president and legislature. The front runners are incumbent Edgar Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front and his chief rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. Political analyst Lee Habasonda of Zambia University talks about the main issues.
So the issues are around the economy, the question of the economic turndown, the depreciation of the local currency, the kwacha, the job losses on the mines, as well, I think, as issues of the energy crisis in this country.
Mr. Lungu narrowly won a snap election against Hichilema 18 months ago. A ballot, Hichilema says, denied him victory because of fraud. If neither candidate wins a simple majority, there will be a second round. At least three people have been killed in pre-election violence. Campaigning had to be halted for 10 days last month to reduce clashes. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander of the coalition fighting Islamic State said Wednesday the jihadist insurgency has suffered severe losses in the past year in Iraq and Syria. Lieutenant General Sean McFarland said tens of thousands of enemy fighters have been removed from the battlefield.
We estimate that over the past 11 months, we've killed about 25,000 enemy fighters. When you add that to the 20,000 estimated kill prior to our arrival, that's 45,000 enemy taken off the battlefield.
McFarland said that leaves the IS group with an effective fighting force of as few as 15,000. He said both the quality and number of fighters has dwindled, with recent recruits often unwilling to fight and poorly trained. The U.S. government, in its annual report on religious freedom Wednesday, focused on the impact of blasphemy and apostasy laws. David Saperstein is the ambassador at large for international religious freedom.
Roughly a quarter of the world's countries have blasphemy laws, and more than 1 in 10 have laws or policies penalizing apostasy, and the existence of these laws has been used by governments in too many cases to intimidate, repress religious minorities, and governments have too often failed to take appropriate steps to prevent societal violence sparked by accusations of blasphemy and apostasy.
He cited problems in Iran, Afghanistan, Mauritania, Pakistan, Sudan, and Saudi Arabia. He also warned many governments have resorted to a tightening of their regulatory grip on religious groups, with the demolition of churches in China as an example, and limitations on religious minorities in Russia, including against Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, Pentecostals, and Scientologists. Pro-government forces in Libya say they've taken control of Islamic State headquarters in the coastal city of Sirte. Securing the headquarters at a conference center as well as a hospital and university buildings is believed to mark the biggest advance made by forces loyal to the country's unity government since their offensive was launched in May. The UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein Wednesday called on Ethiopia to allow international observers into the country following accounts that dozens were killed by security forces last weekend and allegations of excessive use of force in Oromia and Amhara. Zayed said since the unrest began at the start of the year, there has been no attempt at genuine investigation or accountability. In Nigeria Wednesday, protesters blocked the entrance to a Chevron oil facility in the Niger Delta demanding jobs and housing. Protesters from the village of Ugborodo want the company to relocate more offices to the region. At the Rio Olympics Wednesday, American Katie Ledecky claimed her third gold as part of the women's 4x200 freestyle relay. Earlier, Australia's Kyle Chalmers won the men's 100-meter freestyle gold, while Maria Belmonte Garcia captured Spain's first gold in the women's 200-meter butterfly. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA
That's
News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.